USA Radio News with John Hunt.
13 state attorney generals are challenging the Trump administration's new immigration policy called the public charge rule. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The Trump administration's new regulation would limit access to legal immigration procedures if an applicant is found to be on public benefits like food stamps or housing vouchers. President Trump defended the rule during a campaign rally in New Hampshire Thursday evening.
Republicans believe public benefits should be protected for truly needy Americans, not for illegal aliens.
The attorneys general say in a statement the public charge rule is unlawful and un-American.
Stocks rebounded a bit today. The S&P 500 rose 1.4%, the Dow climbed 1.2%, and NASDAQ picked up 1.7%. Each index still finished with a third-straight weekly decline. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Actor and director Peter Fonda, best known for his role in Easy Rider, has died from respiratory failure due to lung cancer. He was 79. Fonda died peacefully at his home in Los Angeles, surrounded by the family. He is the younger brother of actress Jane Fonda and the son of Henry Fonda. Fonda co-wrote and starred in Easy Rider with his friend Dennis Hopper. Fonda also appeared in Yulee's Gold in 1997, which earned him an Academy Award nomination and the passion of Ayn Rand. The pace of U.S. home construction fell a sharp 4% in July despite strong demand from would-be buyers held back by a shortage of skilled labor and affordable land. The Commerce Department said that housing starts dipped last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.19 million units. So far this year, housing starts have declined 3.1%. Though there was a slight 1.3% uptick in the construction of single-family homes, the gain was offset by a 17.2% plunge in the apartment category. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A reality TV husband and wife face tax evasion charges. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Chrisley Knows Best follows the Georgia real estate magnate Todd Chrisley and his boisterous family who live in the Nashville area.
Meet Todd Chrisley. He's the patriarch of perfection.
We're not perfect.
It's aired on USA for 7 seasons. Well, now he and his wife Julie have been indicted by a federal grand jury on charges alleging, among other things, they tried to hide their income from the show from the IRS. The 12-count indictment also accusing them of conspiracy, bank fraud, and wire fraud. Chrisley's lawyer says the allegations are based on complete falsehoods.
America's much maligned healthcare system is now covering 9 out of 10 people, a fact that has not stopped the 2020 presidential candidates from refighting battles on how to provide coverage, from Bernie Sanders' call for replacing private insurance with a government plan to Donald Trump's pledge to erase the Affordable Care Act and start from scratch. The politicians are depicting a system in a meltdown. The numbers point to a different story, not quite as dire as previously noted. Government surveys now show that 90% of the population has coverage. Preserving gains from President Barack Obama's years, independent reports estimate that more than one half of roughly 30 million uninsured people in the country are eligible for health insurance through their existing programs. The biggest issue now seems to be that many people with insurance are struggling to pay their deductibles and copays. This is USA Radio News.